Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
Ah! You fucking lost your fucking veins.
Yes.
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
Guy barked on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your car.
I drop a load on me.
Get down right on my nubbin.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping by power.
It's family and milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Guys are at home. Hey, freaks! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DB. Got a great program for you. You know, yesterday I was talking about Your Cardboard Heart. We were playing the cover of Abortion that was actually 10 times better than the original. I was curious, as to where Your Cardboard Heart is at now. So I did a Google search today, trying to find, you know, more music from them or something. And, not a lot of people have been discussing Your Cardboard Heart. So, you know, when I did the Google search, all the stuff that came up was basically from the Freakipedia or shit that you guys have done. I'm specifically referring to Yahoo Answers. Here's a question. Help! I heard this song. I can't remember what it was. I had this tune that was kind of melodic. It was sung by a person with a pretty good voice, and the instruments were good. I can't remember any lyrics. It had parts with varying dynamics in different tempos. Any ideas? Oh, it was also on a radio station. The best answer? Abortion by Your Cardboard Heart. Source, Freakipedia.net. I'm pretty sure the question and the answer were provided by freaks. The other thing I wanted to mention, a lot of entries coming in for Distorted View's Sexiest Sex Offender Beauty Pageant Contest. If you have a hot sex offender in your area, email me their information. Specifically their picture, what they were charged with, that type of stuff. Also, you know, stats. I want to know if they're fatties. How tall they are, eye color, that type of thing. As much information as you can provide, if you don't know where to look, start with Google. Just enter sex offender registry or something like that. I have an iPhone app called, what the hell is it called? Sex Offender Search Lite, and they just updated this, I think because of the Distorted View Beauty Pageant. They added the display of thumbnail images for each of the offenders when showing a list, so you can scroll through, find one that might look kind of good, and then click on their picture. I believe they're called mugshots. Again, the idea here is, you put yourself in this scenario. You have to be raped, right? Someone is going to forcibly fuck you. Out of all the sex offenders in your area, who would you least mind sexually assaulting you? Get your entries in now. Show at distortedview.com for our upcoming sex offender beauty pageant. Right now, though, it's time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I scour the internet for some poorly written, bizarre, or just disgusting pornography. These sex stories are, supposed to be used as jerk-off material. They're supposed to make your dicky hard, make your, pussy moist, hopping wet, if you will. But somehow they miss the mark. Those are the type of stories I'm looking for Sextastic Tuesday. Today I have a piece of fan fiction for you. Talk about getting wet. Teenage girls love the Twilight series, so naturally there's going to be some porn surrounding these characters, and that is the topic of today's story.
It's Sextastic.
Here we go. Brace yourselves. I say that for a couple reasons. One, I think the person who wrote this story was, in fact, a 13-year-old girl. And two, I'm pretty sure English is not her first language. Also, she quite possibly could be a little retarded. All right, here we go. Chapter 1, The Awakening. It was a British sunny day in the setting of this story. Lola, the sexy Christian vampire, woke up. First she prayed, and then she noticed Edward was watching her. This isn't Edward from Twilight, okay? Because that would be stealing, and this is an original story. Okay. Edward, she's just trying to protect herself here. Edward is also vampire. He is very sexy, with boner-colored hairs. What color are boners? Like a deep purple type of color? I don't know. All right, back to the story here. He's got boner-colored hairs, six-pack of stomachs, not of beers, lols, that's against God's wishes. You know, she's a Christian. Very, very sexy and hot. He has turquoise purple eyes because he's a good vamp and drinks animal blood, except dog blood because dogs are cute. And I have a bitchin' frizz, maybe Bichon, and his name is Bobby, but he is not in the story. Edward charger her into vampire because he was love with her, but she wasn't in love with him! ! Lola was a sexy lesbian. I know that's against God too, but keep reading. And she thought she was in love with a bisexual non-sexy werewolf named Leslie, which is a fugly name. What will happen? Let's find out in chapter 2. Yes, this is how the story goes. Oh, hi, Edward, Lola sang at him like a budgie down a coal mine. Hello, Battiful. Probably beautiful. Edward smiled. Then he asked her lovingly, would you like to engage in sexual relations? Wow, straight to the point. Oh, shit, Lola thought. I'm a lesbian, how can I? Not today, Edward, she said, except she drooled a bit over his sexy hotness. Why, he pouted like a tugboat. Lola was horny but needed a distinction. Just then, my bitchin' frizz, Bobby, Bichon, came running in. Edward started getting a little hungry because, I don't know if that was part of the story or she's just sort of commenting on what's happening. This cannot be real, right? This has got to be a troll. Edward started getting a little hungry because Bobby is a dog. Oh yeah, a bitchin' frizz. They're super cute. And he drank animal blood, which is why his eyes are turquoise purple instead of magenta like bad vampires. Not he don't drink dog blood because dogs are cute, so he went off to hunt some, I don't know, skunks or something, or wildebeetles, while Lola stayed at home and played with herself. You know, she's a lesbian after all. She played Mahjong on the computer. You see, Lola is a good vampire, but she drinks human blood. She thinks she's a lesbian. All right, we get it! She's a good Christian at heart, but a little lost right now because of the pheromones of PMS. Just then, her MSN popped up from Leslie. I wish Lola was here, he signed in. Oh my fucking god, that is like my bisexual warehouse wolf friend Leslie, Lola thought. Then Lola saw two Leslie profile pictures. It was one of her with a tight shirt on that showed off her big boobs. Not as big as Lola's, though. Lola felt turned on like a microwave with soap in it. I've never heard that phrase before. A euphemism. I feel like a microwave with soap in it. But how do I tell Edward I am going against God's wishes? Lola allowed. Then she noticed her microphone was on. What the fuck, said Leslie. Oh, nothing, said Lola, but she felt so turned on. Chapter 3. You guys can fast forward about 10 minutes, because this really is painful. Alright, so Leslie the werewolf was in wolf mode running through the woods. Her name is Leslie because I couldn't think of anything else that started with an L like Lola, and I can call her Les like lesbian. Lol. So anyways, she is a fugly bisexual bitch who has magic powers to make Lola the sexy vamp in love with her because she thinks Lola sexy and hey, Edward. Hot, maybe? She was skipping like a crackhead with asparagus in the meadow. Not the same meadow from Twilight. Is a different story after all. But when she saw Edward out cunting, probably hunting, maybe not, he was hunting for animals to drink. Roar! She said, thought Lola is mine because I'm a bitch. Oh my god, I can't do this. I can't do this. This story makes absolutely no sense. All right, where are we at here? I must tell Lola that her werewolf friend Les tried to kill Fish me. Edward snorted musingly when he got Barack to the house. Lola was drinking the blood off a emo from school. That's okay, because the emo wanted to die. Oh my fucking god, Lola, Leslie just tried to... Edward got cut off by Lola. Lola thought she needed a distinction because she thought Edward knew about her crash on Leslie. Edward, I'm a whore. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I cannot read any more of this crap. It doesn't make any sense. That's the problem. Like, none of this... I can't figure it out. Screw it. I've never dropped a story in the middle like this, but I gotta call quits on this one. Instead, I want to share something with you. I apologize if you were getting into the story. I have a hard time believing anyone was. But, you know, we've played clips of these XXX parodies. You know, they'll take popular movies and then make porn versions out of it. So, you know, The Hobbit would be The Horbit or something. That's probably not the best example. But, you know, like Forrest Gump would be Forrest Hump. Well, now... they're doing the same thing to classic television shows. So there are porn versions of the TV show Friends, or even Seinfeld, or Cheers, or something. And that's understandable, I guess. But I really feel like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
Hey, yo.
Angela?
Oh, wait.
Hey. Angela?
That's right. Who's the boss porn?
Hey, yo.
Oh, Angela.
Although the guy kind of does look like a young Tony Danza.
Was that guy your dad?
No, he's just the housekeeper.
You have to be the most maddening person I've ever met.
Oh, I am, am I?
Yes, you are.
Angela.
Jeez.
For all you guys out there who have been jerking off to Judith Light all these years, I've finally got a porn for you.
I don't get any man.
Yeah, we should lose them all together.
Who needs them anyway?
Lesbian scene, which is odd because it was the son in the original, in the, who's the boss, who turned out to be a big cock-smoking homo.
Except for sex. We'll need them for sex.
Actually, I don't think so. I think it might be easier without them.
Making out. Speaking of the son who turned out to be gay, did you know that someone ran across an online profile of him? Right, like one of those hookup websites, and he has nude photographs of himself. You can easily find it on like Google or something. Just search for the guy's name. He's Danny Pintaro or something nude. Apparently, according to his profile, he describes himself as sexy, passionate, fun, verbal, obedient, and open to anything. He also says his penis is 7 inches long, circumcised, and sometimes he does drugs. And then he has a picture of his cock and balls. He's holding his cock in that picture, and then he's wearing a jock strap, and you can sort of see his hairy hole there. So if you're into Jonathan from Who's the Boss, it's your lucky day. Ding. And if you're straight and just into Mona, the old lady from Who's the Boss, we got you covered too in that Who's the Boss porn parody. So there you go. The train wreck of a Sextastic Tuesday was brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. If you really want to get off right, go there right now. You can save 50% on just about any item. Yes, you'll get 50% off just by using coupon code FREAK, FREAK. By the way, they also have, I just searched for this, they have the Who's the Boss porn parody on Adam and Eve, and it's only $25, which is a good price for prawns. Plus, you'll get 50% off. And right now, they've got a special deal because it's Valentine's Day. In addition to the 50% off just about any item, and that includes everything they sell, like lingerie, sex toys, lubes, whatever, you're also going to get free shipping, right? You're not going to worry about shipping charges. You're going to receive a romance kit for Valentine's Day. That includes a special gift for him, a toy for her, plus something you can both enjoy. You're also going to receive a free movie. It's all for using coupon code FREAK. Do that right now because Valentine's Day is coming up. This offer won't last much longer. coupon code FREAK at checkout. You'll get 50% off just about any item, plus all those freebies and free shipping. Go there right now, adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I often wonder what happened to Scott Fletcher. He no longer listens to this program.
Tim Henson reeks of anus.
Yes, I do. It's true. I think I said stuff that he found offensive and he parted ways with me. Hey, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Today I have an extended program for you. On Thursday I'll have an exclusive show just for Sideshow members. And don't forget, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And don't forget Jagoo.net for Distorted View merchandise. Yes, t-shirts, trading cards, posters, all that bullshit. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you guys remember a few weeks back, I played audio of a crazy mother who was disciplining her child by making him drink hot sauce and then giving him a cold shower because he pulled three cards. I have no idea what that means.
Why did you lie to me?
Because I pulled three cards!
You didn't want to get in trouble. Does it work to lie to me? What happens when you lie to me?
I get hot sauce.
You get hot sauce. What else happens when you lie to me?
You bitch and moan to my face for about 3 hours.
Do you get in more trouble for lying to me? Why did you pull a blue card?
I want to know what their crazy card system is all about. This whole family is messed up.
Uh-huh. Why did you get a yellow card?
Yellow cards, blue cards.
Wait. You don't know what you did. Okay, then let's think about it in here.
Let's think about it while you swish around some hot sauce.
Did you swallow it? Good. Do you lie to me? No, don't spit it.
Lying's not the problem. Getting caught seems to be the issue.
Are lies supposed to come out of your mouth? No. Does it make it better to lie? Was it a good choice to lie to me about pulling three cards today? Don't you spit it at me. Swish it.
Swish it. And then she throws him in the cold shower.
A cold shower. Get undressed right now. Kristoff, why are you getting a cold shower?
Because you're a mean bitch cunt. Can't figure out how to discipline her children properly.
Three cards today. You are to do what you are told.
Like music to my ears. Anyways, I've got a Distorted View update here. You know, I wonder if my mom remembers disciplining me. Like, what's the worst thing she ever did to me? I don't remember. I think she slapped me in the face once because I called her a bitch or something. Let me call her and see what she has to say. I'm curious about this, what her idea of proper punishment is. She's gonna love this. She's starting to hate when I get her on the program because I make her cry, talking about how crappy my childhood was. It's all her fault.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
This is a crappy connection today. What the hell's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Listen, do you remember disciplining me as a child?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, what did
I should.
Like, what did you do? What did you do to me? Did you spank me? Hit me?
I don't remember ever spanking you, but
do you remember?
I did mostly yell. I don't remember Dad ever spanking you either.
He threatened the belt a couple times.
Yeah, I remember the belt.
Yeah. But do you remember when, do you remember when you slapped me in the face?
I slapped you in the face?
Yeah. One.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Why did I do that?
I don't know if I called you a bitch or not. That doesn't sound like something I would have done, but I probably was being smart and told you to shut up or rolled my eyes or something. We were in the bedroom. I was sitting on the bed with you, and you were yelling at me for something. I remember you slapped me in the face.
Oh my God, I don't remember that. I don't remember ever doing that.
Well, it was just once, and I deserved it. I
had to. Oh, I don't remember that.
You may have been drunk. I'm talking about a news story here. I was watching, I guess on Dr. Phil, they played a video of a mom disciplining her child. And what she did is she made the kid drink hot sauce and hold the hot sauce in the kid's mouth and then gave him a cold shower.
Oh, <that's>
you laugh.
Terrible.
You're a monster, too.
How about this in the paper? Did you read where that one lady, kids were talking back to her or something, and she killed them.
You
That's
laugh.
Funny, but...
You're a monster, just like me, laughing at this stuff. Now my listeners know where it comes from.
She killed her two kids.
I know,
they
it's
were teenage
hilarious.
Kids.
They're teenagers.
They were teenagers, so they had to be like around, I don't know, 12, 13, I don't know.
How did she kill
them? How did she kill? Well, you know, I didn't read it all.
Oh,
but, it's, oh, here it is, right here in the paper.
Right?
Authorities say mom killed kids because they mouthed off.
They mouthed off. You read news stories like I do.
Oh, one was 16 years old, and I don't know what the other one was.
Well, skim through it. Find out how they how she did it.
I don't know. The incidents were described in reports released Monday, days after Thursday. Julie Powers, that's who it was. Julie Powers, her name was. She was 50. Shot and killed the kids because they were talking back and being mouthy.
She shot them with a gun.
Investigators found her soaked in blood Friday on the back porch of the family's upscale home.
They need to get her on Dr. Phil. All right, wow.
Oh, the other. So just don't go mouthing off to your mother or you'll get
that's
it right between the eyes.
Yeah, that slap in the face doesn't seem so bad now.
Yeah, see? Yeah. You got away with murder. Oh! I made a joke.
All right.
You got away with murder.
All right, Mom.
Yeah, you got to put that down.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, it's going to go right in the show. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty clever of me, wasn't it?
Yes, you're very clever.
I can be smart, too.
You know, some days I don't want to do the show. You know, when I take a vacation, maybe you could fill in for me.
Certainly. I'd be happy to.
All right.
Yeah, well, I can hardly understand what the heck you're saying. I'm getting bits and pieces of what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you go then.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye. I can't believe how funny she thought these horrible news stories were. She really is a monster like me. All right, yes, an Alaska mother who was featured on a Dr. Phil episode about mommy confessions last year has landed herself in some hot water. It's like hot sauce. Last week, Jessica Bagley, who submitted home footage to the show in an effort to get help in disciplining her children, pleaded not guilty to a child abuse charge after footage from the show showed her forcing her 7-year-old son to drink peppery hot sauce after he misbehaved. The Anchorage mom of 6 was also shown forcing her child to take a cold shower as a punishment. Begley and her husband, a police officer, adopted the little boy in the video from Russia. The controversial discipline method, which punishes the child with a momentary burn on the tongue, is being increasingly used by some parents as a punishment for offenses such as lying or biting. Last year on the reality show Super Nanny, Nanny Jo Frost introduced viewers to an overwhelmed couple that was using hot saucing on their young children. Frost ultimately showed the family the merits of time outs over Tabasco. But high-profile advocates of the method include former Facts of Life star What? Who the fuck gives a shit what former Facts of Life actress Lisa Wilchell says? She wrote about it in her 2000 parenting book, Creative Correction, Extraordinary Ideas for Everyday Discipline. On a message on her website back in 2004, she wrote, "I don't think that I'm being far-fetched to believe that if I can teach my child the gravity of lying with the sting of a drop of hot sauce, then I could conceivably spare them the exponential pain of divorce, because in marriage, trustworthiness is critical." But she also added, "I would rather cause my child a small amount of pain from my hand of love," what, "if it could spare them a much greater amount of pain later on in life. On the other hand, I'm not saying..." Who the fuck cares? As for Jessica Bagley, she is due back in court on March 21st, where her fate, and perhaps the fate of her twin boys, will be decided. You see, the case involves a Russian adoption. It could become complicated. Russian adoption authorities have been watching the case closely, and if Begley is found guilty, the young boy and his twin brother could be sent back to Mother Russia. Second story we have for you today. Half of men would forgive their female partner's infidelity as long as it was with another woman, according to a new study on cheating. Women, however, were less likely to forgive and forget if their boyfriend had been with another man, because that's fucking disgusting. Researchers asked 718 college students to imagine being in a long-term relationship and what their reaction would be to several different cheating scenarios. All right, let's hear that. Oh, who's this? Hello? Yeah. They found that overall, 50% of men would likely continue a relationship with a woman. I know. Who had affair with another woman? I can't read this news story like that. Shut up! Come already. All right. Only 21% said they would if he cheated with another man. Published this month in the journal Personality and Individual Differences, the study concluded the participants' reactions were based on basic jealousy instincts. Quote, a robust jealousy mechanism is activated in men and women by different types of cues. Those that threaten paternity in men and those that threaten abandonment in women, said Jamie Confer, the study's lead author and a PhD candidate in evolutionary psychology.
Fuck yeah.
She's getting really turned on by this news story. Calm down. Are you done? I think she's done. She's coming down now. Bring it home, honey. Yeah. There you go. Good girl. Men, they said, felt more threatened by a rival male because of paternity uncertainty, whereas they saw a female partner's homosexual affair as an opportunity to mate with more than one woman simultaneously, satisfying men's greater desire for more partners. Men are whores. It is interesting to note that if a girl cheated on her man with another dude, they were more likely to dump the bitch. Yes, men were significantly more likely than women to have ended their actual relationship following a partner's affair, according to the study. So there you go. Finally today, we've got a story that just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
And best of all, this was sent in by DV listener David. Some husbands don't get along with their in-laws, but not many turn to kidnapping, or in this case, a phony kidnapping. Wendy Sue and Gordon Novak were arrested after cops said they created a fake kidnapping scene to extort money from the woman's elderly mother. Gordon Novak, 47, called Betty Hewitt on Friday and claimed her daughter was being held at gunpoint for ransom. He told the elderly woman the kidnapper wanted $425. That's it? Or they would have shot Wendy Sue. Fearing for her daughter, 76-year-old Hewitt agreed to meet with her son-in-law at a McDonald's to deliver the money. Now listen, it's very easy to trick old people out of money. These guys went above and beyond what they needed to do. All you have to do, and I've demonstrated this on the program, call up any old person. You don't have to even be related to these people and just pretend they're your grandma. Grandma? Grandma, and then they'll say, Davey, is that you? Yeah, Grandma, it's me. I'm in a real pinch. I'm in jail. I need bail, you know, something like that. Or my car broke down. I need to, you know, Western Union me some money. That's all it takes. And then old people are like, oh, my poor baby. And then, see, they're stupid. They probably don't even really have grandkids. They're just senile. I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, back to the story here. After getting the ransom payment, Novak was intercepted by police before he could get to the alleged hostage takers. Turns out Wendy Sue Novak, 46, was at a gas station nearby waiting in a car for her husband. The couple planned to use the ransom to buy drugs. The Novak
could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
That's very true. That's, by the way, that's leprechaun. L-E-P-A-C-O-N. Leprechaun. All right, finishing up with the story here. The couple plan to use the ransom to buy drugs. The Novaks are charged with grand theft and exploitation of the elderly. It's a real charge? Ugh. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. All right. First thing I wanted to mention, yesterday on the show, CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead Who has been, you know, calling into the show recently, and he let us know that he actually is a near dead because he has terminal cancer or something. Then yesterday he called in and said, I've just been saying that so I could get on the show. I'm not really going to die. And I felt bamboozled and tricked, and I was very angry with CJ. Well, I got an email from him. He says, this is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead. I just heard some idiot pretending to be me on the voicemail line. I assure you, I am a near-dead. I sent you a Facebook message a couple days ago explaining a little bit more about my situation, which I haven't read that yet, but I did find him on Facebook, and he does have pictures of his CT scans. So now I totally believe CJ again. He is a near-dead. You guys don't have to be mad at him. I know some people have been sending messages and stuff, calling this guy an idiot and an asshole. Don't worry. Everything's okay. He's going to die. That did not come out exactly the way I wanted it to. But yeah, CJ is in fact a near-dead, and it's very. I can now be sad for you again, CJ, and you can call into the voicemail line anytime again. All right. With that, let's do a couple of real voicemails here. I know who this is. Oh, I thought this was the port. Oh, got everyone moaning now.
Hey, you had two skits there with your mom on the phone where you was like, you know, about the words, trying to see if she knew what words that beta and stuff was, and then the whole thing you called her was a terrible childhood and all that shit. Man, that was fucking hilarious, dude. That really aces stuff, man. Your mom sounds like a really fun lady, man. She sounds like a really cool cat.
No, you can't fuck her.
My mom's a lot like that. You know, I'm always showing her shit on the internet she don't want to see.
Yeah, if you guys are not Sideshow members, sign up right now because I did a video with my mother. Not that kind. I only fingered her. I showed her. Remember that video, Two Girls, One Cup? I showed that video to her, and she did, like, a reaction thing to it. So, yeah, she's always willing to participate in my stupidity. She's not, she's not disgusting. She's not really one of a, you know, she's not a freak like us, but I drag her into this stuff, and she's a good sport.
Are you fucking serious? You really think no one's going to go for the trading cards? As many geeks, losers, and morons there are that listen to this show, I can guarantee you everyone will be getting them trading cards. No one's going to be able to trade them because no one lives near each other, but...
They're cards. They're not necessarily trading cards because you order one pack and you get all you get all the designs. It's not like you have to keep buying different packs and hope that you get new stuff. No, it's just they're just five limited edition cards designed by Bill over there at Bohemian Zen, who did a fantastic job. And you also get a freak sticker and a stick of gum. You know, it's like a pack of trading cards. It's just a fun thing.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, why is the fucking Crazy Bizarre Twisted Fucked Up News section starting to sound like episodes of South Park? Snorting somebody's ashes? Was this fucking dude's name Eric Cartman? I mean, is he gonna start fucking, you know, channeling the fucking soul of fucking Kenny?
What
the fuck?
I don't understand what he's talking about, but yes, I guess... A lot of these news stories do sound like stuff, like plot lines from South Park. Fucked up shit.
Yeah, g'day, Tim. Sideshow member Mark from Australia here. Just letting you know that on Tuesday, I'm going around to a girl's place. She's making me dinner. We're going to have our first fuck.
Oh.
And
reassure yourself.
And all I'm going to be able to think about is you. So great fair, I'm going to last about 20 minutes. I don't even know if I'll come.
You're going to think about me so you don't come too quickly? Okay, go ahead.
Hey.
You should record your sex session. Like audio.
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Disarrest here. And I would just like to say, even though I'm a furry, I'm that type of furry that looks down on those who just wear the fucking random ears and head.
I know you're a real furry. number.
To you, Timmy Boo, I'm just calling to, you know, tell you that I love you and I love your show.
Love you too.
And I also wanted to let you know that I often listen to your show while I take a shit.
Oh.
So I'll share that with you.
Helps things slide out smoothly.
Awesome. Goodbye.
All right. It would be interesting to do a study of the effects of distorted view on your bowel movements. Like, maybe it helps produce a slicker, more wet, moist bowel movement. Who knows?
Tim Henson, Lifetime Sideshow member, Drax from Denver. I was just calling. I'm a little bit behind, so maybe someone else has already called you about this, but the throwback soda is back in the stores, at least here in Denver, the Mountain Dew.
Dwindling supplies right now. I've noticed that a lot of stores that had it do not have it anymore, but I'm still able to find it. So if you like Pepsi Throwback or Mountain Dew Throwback, and in some areas that Dr. Pepper Heritage is still around, so you can pick that up too. Very good stuff.
Shigeru Timothy, this is Zach from Florida, sir. Hopefully I'll stay relevant because I'm like a week behind on your podcast, and I'll make this quick because I had to work for the fucking devil mouse for 9 hours straight. As far as wiping your atool and feeling fresh and clean, I would suggest moist towelettes because they do the job, and most toilet paper companies do have them nowadays.
Yes,
I'm a straight man, therefore I don't need sparklies and rainbows coming out of my asshole every time I fucking wipe, and I don't need to feel fresh down there, quote unquote.
Well, you should.
If it really continues to happen, I would suggest a sanitary pad.
A sanitary pad?
Yeah, a sanitary pad. And as far as people bitching about boring voice messages and how they go on and on and on, just do what I do with Kevin Smith's advertisements before his podcast. Fast forward and quit your fucking bitching because people don't need to be entertained by voice messages.
Thank you.
And I think that's pretty much it. Eat more fiber, and if your dogs continue to have runny shits, I'm pretty sure they just want to kill themselves anyway, so just euthanize them, sir.
Yeah, their shits have firmed up since I last talked about it. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Very important to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes. Rate us. Review us over there. So important. If you are Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! This one's for the freaks.
Closing her eyes, she concentrated on the tingling sensation of water flowing against her body. Suddenly, another sensation intruded. Ashley felt two large hands wrap themselves around her breasts and hot breath on the back of her neck. She opened her eyes wide and giggled. "I thought you drowned out there, snorkel man." Tommy O'Malley was naked and at attention. "Drowning is not an option," he said, "unless, of course, you beg me to perform unnatural acts right here in this shower."
"Fucking thing sucks!"